This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You, helping ourselves and need that mighty hand today, just thanking You and praising You for Your glory, Your mercy, Your love. Just thanking and praising You for who You are, that You are God, and besides Thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, Heavenly Father, as I get out of the way, that You may have Your way here tonight. Hallelujah, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in. Like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and Monday's little clay. Use me, Father God, for Thy glory in the name of Jesus. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Prepare the people's heart to receive Thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank You for answering requests, answering prayers, but most of all for salvation to go forth this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open up to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And we're also going to be looking at Philippians 3, verses 20 through 21. And the word of God reads in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Philippians 3, verses 20 and 21. "For our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for these next few minutes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, amen, we want to talk about you are destined to win. You are destined to win. Beloved, you are put on this earth to make a huge contribution. You see, God wants you to win at life, and he also wants you to win at things that he has called you to do. God wants you to win in life, and he has made this possible through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is a good God. He is a God that sits high and looks up. He's a God that knows it all by name, the very hairs on our head. Again, we are reminded that in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So, beloved, you are made to win. Yes, God has given us, has given you as his child, everything you need in Christ in order for you to excel and to succeed at life and for all eternity. I'm going to say this again for those that are listening. For a word of encouragement, God has given you as his child everything you need in Christ in order for you to excel and to succeed in life and for all eternity. Oh, what a blessing. You are destined to win. Believers in Christ, the key to everything to do with living in God and with succeeding in life, it is to do it on God's term, based on who God is, and also based on a key accept of who God really is. Believers in Christ, you start with God and with his power at work in you. Yes, the word reminds us that in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, be confident of this very thing, that God, which has begun a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Believers in Christ, hear also in the scriptures that I have read in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 through 21. It says, for our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to seduce all things unto himself. People of God, the same power that Jesus has to bring everything under control, it is available through Christ Jesus in our lives as well. Enable for us to accomplish God's purpose in our lives. Yes, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Which means that the power that it takes to sustain the vast universe and all of its complexity of the comma of the universe, Christ is in you, child of God, the hope of glory, which gives you the power that you need in order to succeed and to excel in doing the will of God in your life, which is your highest calling. As a believer in Christ, you are destined to win. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when we first believe in the gospel. And we were adopted as God's sons and daughters into the kingdom of God. We became subjects of the kingdom. Yes, we're in this world, but we're not of it. We are joint heirs with Christ to the promises of God. We are the clay. He is the potter. He's shaping and molding us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4, verses 20, but the kingdom of God is not in words, but the kingdom of God is in power, in God's power. It is a matter of God's power. Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 49, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But stay ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endowed with power from on high. Endowed means being clothed with God enablement. As we know, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, he was taken down from the cross and placed in a borrowed tomb. And after 3 days, he rose up with power, all power. Jesus ascended. Jesus rose up. And he roamed about on earth 40 days. During that time, he met with his disciples and them, went and meet them in a room where there was which was locked, as it was hiding from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And so Jesus came through the door and made himself known to them. Afterwards, Jesus, after talking to them, after approaching Peter, the one that denied him, brought him back in right standing with him. He told Peter and the rest of the disciples before he ascended on high to go tarry at Jerusalem, and that the promise of the Holy Spirit would manifest itself. So they, Jesus ascended on high. And after 10 days of intercession, of being in one heart, one mind, and in one accord in the upper room, where 120 souls were praying in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. Promise of the Holy Spirit manifested itself, came in like a rushing mighty wind, and empowered all that was in the room. Now, we know the story afterwards. Peter got filled with the Holy Ghost, and he preached the message that 3,000 souls got saved in one service. Yes, believer in Christ, you are destined to win. As a child of God, you're successful in life, and doing God's will is directly corresponding to your level of commitment to the gospel of God. Bible says that here, the Apostle Paul is letting the Romans know that in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we as born again believers, when we gave our life to Christ, Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, for if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So as a believer in Christ, the gospel is the power of God that we need in order to be profoundly committed, in order to be in the will of God, and in order to achieve the things of God that God wants us to achieve, in order to win and to succeed. Yes, beloved, child of God, you are destined to win. Child of God, when God's love is your motivation, it positions you very well to succeed at what you love. Yes, believer in Christ, this is better to be repeated. When God's love is your motivation, it positions you very well to succeed at what you love to do. You see, God wants us. God wants to be in our lives our first love. And he should be. As a born-again believer of Christ, Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, beloved, if we want to be genuine followers of Jesus Christ, it has to be motivated by God's love, and to make sure that our love, our first love, is always God. Yet God will not share with anyone else. He wants to be priority in our lives. When we give God our best, God will always give us his best. Yes, beloved, it is a privilege to know that the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, he has all power in his hand. He knows how to make a way out of no way. He knows when things are going good and when things are going bad. He promises in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Sometimes we may think that God has forsaken us, but he has not. God is always looking. The angels are always looking, and God is always looking. God is always looking. And the angels are always looking. They are writing down what is going on in our lives. So brothers and sisters in Christ, love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Because beloved, love, the agape love of God, it is really a great motivator Jesus said it in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Child of God, loving Jesus, it means to obey him. Loving God, it means to obey him. Loving God's Holy Spirit, we must obey. Because all three works together, all three agree as one. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit as well. You see, obeying God, it means doing what he commands. It means obeying what he says for you to do. And it also means to obey what he says not to do. See, a lot of times, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when our back is against the wall and we don't know which way to go, when we are in a position of being the only saved person at home, on the job, or in public, we have to still take a stand for righteousness. Because the God that we serve is our holy God. The Bible says, come out from among them, says the Lord. Touch not the unclean. So we can't be a part-time Christian. Someone, part-time Christian who wants to serve a full-time God. We either hot or cold. And God, just like a lukewarm person, he will spew you right out of his mouth. So we either hot or cold. Which one will you this night and forevermore? So child of God, God have given us a word of encouragement. You are destined to win. Hang on in there. I know things are very tough right now. We're in this pandemic, it looks like things are not moving quick enough. But we got to stand on God's word that says in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. We have been called for such a time as this. We have been called to be the light of the world. We have been called to be the salt of the earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, things are getting a little dim in the world. But if we just stay, take a look, tied up in the things of God, God will come through. We don't know how and we don't know when. All we know is he said he shall do it. So believer in Christ, in order to succeed and win at life, realize this, that life is not a game, but rather life is a testing ground. Life is a place of preparation and discovery. And in order to win as a child of God, you need to be self-disciplined. You see, a big part of self-discipline takes place in our sound thinking. Because sound thinking leads us to take life very seriously. See, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and excellency. Beloved, a critical part of self-control is how we manage our thoughts about our past that we have been delivered from and forgiven for. As a child of God, forget what is behind and press forward. And remember that you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Again, for a reminder, to let you know that 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Yes, beloved, you are destined to win. As people of God, we are a changed people who have been apprehended, seized by Jesus Christ, and adopted into God's family through the shed blood of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Yes, beloved, we experience God, fresh mercies and grace on a daily basis. My brothers, my sisters, in Christ, we are destined. Oh, yes, we are. So don't get discouraged. Be encouraged here tonight. We are destined to win. We are winners in Christ. Remember, winners never lose, and losers never win. Which one are you this night? God have given us everything that is needed to become overcomers in this life. You see, as being overcomers, we are victorious. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. Yes, we are.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus loved me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loved me, oh yes, Jesus love me, for the Bible tells me so.
All the wall, his love picks me up every time.
loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are destined to win. We just hope and pray that was something so thus far that we have to say that would be an encouragement for you on doing this week's journey. We just hope and pray that whatever you believe in God for, that we come in complete agreement with you, amen, as long as it is in the will of God according to God's word. God is a good God, and He will never let us down. Sometimes we, because of our, of us as people in general, we want things to be done quickly. God is a very patient God. He knows what it takes to get our attention, and He also knows what it takes to, He knows about each and every one of the needs in our lives. So we just got to continue to trust Him. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All of our ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. Yes, God knows how to bring victory in our lives. So we are destined to win as we walk in obedience to what He has called, what He has called us to do. Everything that we need in this life as well as in the afterlife, it has been given to us to win, which is available for us. You see, the power of God, the love of God, and the motive of love, and the God's call upon our lives is for us to live a self-disciplined, purposeful life. People of God, as Christians, all of us face the world in which we live, and we are confronted with the need to do battle with the evil that dominates the world. The world influences the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, which is not of God. So, beloved, until we realize where the source of that evil is, we will make, excuse me, no real deep contribution. But as believers in Christ, God has given to us the understanding of who and what our real enemy is. In the book of John 10:10, it says, that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You see, it is not the individual as much as it is the spirit in the individual that comes to try to distract us, to bring us to a place of where our focus is off Jesus. But as people of God, we have to learn how to love the person and hate the spiritual influence that controls the action. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as a child of God, the only thing that you are responsible for is your own action. Now we are, because of the love of God in us, we want to pray for others. But first we have to look within. We have to examine ourselves on a daily basis to make sure that we are in the faith. See, the Bible says that we do have an enemy. And the enemy is the devil. The devil goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Yes, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So, believer in Christ, be mindful of this always, that our adversary, the devil, he has studied you as a child of God. And he came up with a plan, coordinated one, a plan of attack aimed at keeping you from enjoying your new life in Christ. And the devil's scheme is so widespread that if he cannot destroy you, he will aim his attack towards people, those that are very close to you, such as your spouse, your children, your friends, your relatives, those that he knows that hold a close heart to you. And he also will try to, he also will try to cause distraction, division within the relationship, and also towards the interests that are near and dear to your heart. So, child of God, when people come against things that you take for the Lord, don't get upset with them. It's really the spirit, that ungodly spirit that is working behind the scenes. So we as believers in Christ, we have to fight the good fight of faith. Fight not just for ourselves, but for the spiritual warfare that is involved in trying to get our family as well, all those that are close to you. So my brothers and sisters, we are encouraged to pray. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Yes, in 2021, even during this pandemic, we have to pray. We have to pray the devil off of our children. Also to pray him away from bringing evil thoughts to our spouses. People of God, yes, we, as born again believers, we are saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, Spirit filled, but our salvation is not enough to change and run the devil away. We are not immune to the troubles that will come our way. Our trials will be tested in trials and tribulations, because our salvation is not enough to change the devil's mind about destroying us. So we have better to get ready for the fight of our life. Bible says that in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, but thanks be to God, which given us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Remember, beloved, the victory is already ours, but we still have to fight. We still have to put on the whole armor of God, that we'd be able to withstand the wiles, the schemes of the devil. You see, people of God, God is God in all of his wisdom. He never would have left us as his children here to fight an enemy that we are not equipped to overcome. So God have given us the weapons that are needed for us to use against the wiles of the adversary, the devil, Satan. Beloved, first of all, one of the weapons that God have given us, it is the weapon of prayer. See, the word says in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, it says that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. Yes, beloved, you are destined to win. You see, prayer is essential. Prayer is needed and desired. Prayer is the first thing that a child of God should do, especially when trouble comes, because prayer is needed. It is needed to strengthen us in order to fight a spiritual fight. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31 says, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Beloved, another weapon that God has given to us is the use of the gift of fasting. People of God, Jesus taught that there are certain spiritual enemies that we fight that will only be defeated by a combination of prayer and fasting. Because fasting kills the flesh. and it brings a spiritual awareness of the power that God has given to us. You see, fasting makes us aware of spiritual things. And fasting aids us in our endeavor to be more like Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. People of God, there are also the angels. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 34, verse 7, the angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him, and they deliver them. People of God, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses through 12, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You see, child of God, you will have to fight the good fight of faith. So, beloved, the devil knows that you are called. You are called to be locked and loaded for the things of God. And you can be very dangerous. So the devil chooses to throw on a spiritual level hand grenades at you. And the devil plans landmines in the spirit realm to blast and to cripple you into submission to serve him. But I stop by to let you know that the devil is a trickster. He is one that will use whatever it takes to stop you from accomplishing what God has called with you to do, if he can. So, beloved, there is nothing too low that the devil wants you. So the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Believers in Christ, it is time to get up. It is time to fight the good fight of faith, because you are destined to win. Child of God, accept your calling. Your calling to be a bright and shining light in a dark, sinful, and dying world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, do not compromise with the world influences in order to become accepted by them. Don't betray the one who died to set you free. Yes, beloved child of God, Jesus Christ died to make us powerful and not comfortable. As a believer in Christ, the devil never takes a vacation. Believer in Christ, be aware of the fact that the devil never takes a vacation. So you need to stop going AWOL, absent without leaving. Because every time the devil attacks you or hurts your feelings, you're ready to run. Remember that our spiritual warfare is not with flesh and blood. As people of God, we must stay in the race, stay in the fight, because the gates of hell cannot withstand the attack of the Lord's saint when engaged and empowered by Christ himself. Remember this always, child of God, that the devil will use every weapon at his disposal to try to discourage you in your walk with Christ, from your mission in life. Beloved, never underestimate Satan's high schemes to bring you down. You see, the devil knows about your destiny because he knows what Jesus did, shed his blood, and he paid the price for all mankind on Calvary. Yes, child of God, you are the blood washed, born again, spirit-filled child of the Most High God. Your destiny is to rule and to reign with Jesus Christ, both in this life and in the life to come. So according to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 13, wherefore take up unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Remember, you are destined to win. Yes, you can win if you would just quit making excuses. If you would quit excusing yourself from the hard work of dedication and devotion. Child of God, you can rise up in prayer with a renewed focus on your true purpose in life. Yes, beloved, child of God, it is time for you to push back every negative, push back on your negative circumstance, and to confess and to declare that you cannot be bought and that you cannot be pacified, and that you will not be satisfied with a lukewarm Christian life. This is a decision that you must make. Come to the place to let the devil know that the world is behind me and the cross is before me. Remember this always, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that you are destined to win. Remember that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yes, beloved child of God, God has given us everything we need in order for us to fail and to succeed in life and for all eternity. Yes, you are destined to win. We just hope and pray that was something that was said here tonight that will encourage you on your walk with God. Yes, in 2021, God is still in a miracle working business. God is still alive and well, and he looks on. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. There may be one or there may be some that need to follow my words that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Even after hearing the word of God tonight that you got really convicted, you have considered what has been said. The Bible says, first of all, for you to come to God and repent of your sin. To let him know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. Well, God says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised you from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God is still in the miracle working business. He's still reaching out, even during this pandemic, to bring people back to him. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. This is your hour. This is your season to get right with God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if there's something that you would like to say to us, you can contact us at Busted Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if you'd like to contact us for prayer, for prayers, and also the Lord move upon you to send a seed offer for utterance of the gospel as we lift up the name of Jesus. Send it to P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God is good and worthy to be praised. Keep us in prayer and we'll do the same for you. Have a prosperous and blessed faith weekend. God's willing, Jesus Terry, will come again with another teaching message on Tuesday. Have a safe, prosperous weekend. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer.